Kavod HaRav, I know that you get many questions about the possibility of Mashiach that comes back from the dead. I know that the Rambam's words on the matter are always quoted. However, I heard a speech on the topic which proclaimed that the words the Rambam used in regards to this matter meant that the Messiah can't be someone who has been murdered. Therefore, death by natural causes is not necessarily ruled out. That would discard the 2,000-year-old Jesus debate as he was murdered. However, again, brings up the idea of someone like Lubavitcher Rebbe, he was not murdered. The idea of coming back to life isn't that far-fetched, as many believe that once Mashiach comes, all of the dead will come back to life. I was just wondering what your views were about this, as when I heard the speech, I didn't know how to react. On a side note, I always have wondered, how do people like the Rambam know so much about what will happen in the times of Mashiach? Where does he get the information about things like this? Thanks for everything you do on this website. You're truly an inspiration. Benjamin from Connecticut. Dear Benjamin, first of all, if you look at the Rambam, what he's saying is if someone comes and claims to be Mashiach and has all the credentials of Mashiach, we have to give him the benefit of the doubt that he is. The only way we know he's Mashiach for sure is if he accomplishes what Mashiach is supposed to do, and that is to build the Beis HaMikdash and to bring all Jews into Eretz Israel. If he does that, then he's Mashiach for sure. If he doesn't do that, and the Rambam says two possibilities. One, he hasn't done it till now, meaning there's some deadline where he has to do it until that point, and if he doesn't do it until that point, he's also for sure not Mashiach. Or he was killed. Then he's also not Mashiach. Now, obviously, the Rambam is not telling us that a Mashiach who's killed can't be Mashiach. That's not the criteria. The criteria is that a Mashiach who hasn't fulfilled what Mashiach is supposed to do up until a certain point, or he is murdered, then he has not fulfilled what Mashiach is supposed to do. Therefore, there's no difference whether he was murdered or he died, or, as the Rambam says, he didn't fulfill it up until a certain point. The Rambam is not clear what that point is. But as long as that person didn't fulfill those two criteria, he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't bring all Jews back into Israel, then he can't be Mashiach, according to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't leave open the possibility that he'll come back to life. And if the idea is he can come back to life, if he's murdered, he can also come back to life. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be murdered and will come back to life by Mashiach ben David. So the Rambam is not discussing a Mashiach who's murdered who can't come back and be Mashiach. He's talking about a Mashiach who claims to be Mashiach and didn't fulfill those two purposes. And the Rambam himself says that no one will know exactly how will Mashiach come and all of the details until he actually comes, because the Ribbono Shel Olam did not give a tradition, not to the prophets and not to the rabbis, concerning the details of Mashiach. The way that we know is by conjecture, by looking at the basic sentences and verses that speak about Mashiach, and coming to some kind of understanding on our own. And that's why the Rambam says there are many arguments about what Mashiach is and how it will come or whatever. But in any case, in this area about a Mashiach coming back from the dead, whether he's murdered or not murdered, is irrelevant. Because the argument against a Mashiach coming back from the dead is the argument that was used against Christianity had nothing to do with a murdered person. The argument, if you look through all of the debates and polemics of Judaism against Christianity, the main point was that a Mashiach who did not fulfill what he was supposed to fulfill, there's no source of a Mashiach coming back in any way, whether he was murdered, whether he died, whether he didn't fulfill the basic goals of what Mashiach is supposed to fulfill.